Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. As you breathe in, imagine God breathing his very breath of life, his invisible life-giving presence into your body, filling, sustaining, empowering. As you breathe out, just settle in more deeply into this space where God has you. In your own words, invite him into this space. Invite him to be Lord, to be in charge of the next few moments. Ask him to help you be moldable. God, although you need no invitation, we invite you here, now. Have your way with us. Holy Spirit, would you lead us into the truth, reminding us of the things that Jesus said, convicting us of sin, and transforming us more and more into the image of Jesus. In John 10:10, Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. The thief, the adversary, the accuser, the enemy comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Take a moment, ask God's Spirit to reveal how the thief is using this culture's vision of the good life to steal life from you. And Jesus told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Jesus went on to explain, saying, as for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word of God, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word of God, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Serve two masters. If you try, you will wind up loving the first master and hating the second. People try to serve both God and money, but you cannot. You must choose one or the other. Take a moment and ask God's Spirit to reveal what cares of this world what aspects of our culture's vision of the good life is stealing life from you. Have you tried to possess that has begun to possess your heart? What have you begun to serve? Whatever comes to mind, simply confess it. Just speak it in your mind, in your heart, or even out loud. Just share with God where you are, knowing that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. After feeding the 5,000 people, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. Then Jesus went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat, by this time, was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to the disciples, walking on the sea. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him. "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." But the way is difficult. The path is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Take a minute and ask God's Spirit to reveal to you how he might be calling you to step out onto the water, into the storm. How might he be inviting you into an adventure that could seem scary? As he calls to your heart, what might make it difficult to step out? What might keep you in the boat? And how is he inviting you to release it? Thank you. Father, we believe that you have planned a grand adventure for us, your followers, out on the water, into the great beyond. And yet, the wind seems a bit scary. The water's not quite so solid. The boat seems more safe. God, would you beckon our hearts out of the boat? Would you woo us near to yourself? Would you help us to see you out on the water? Jesus, don't be too far away. Our hearts couldn't handle it. Our minds aren't ready for that. Whatever is holding us back, Lord, would you help us to release it? To get off the comfortable seat. Let go of the side of the boat, to release any safety net. And both arms out, run to you, our Savior, our Lord, our King, the one who lifts our heads. The one who beckons us to himself. Lord, would you paint a vision in our minds of the grand adventure you have for us? And would you help us to say yes? And would you show us that first step? Give us courage. Give us faith. We need you. Thank you for this opportunity. Help us. It's in your name, Jesus, that we ask these things. Amen.